If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
There you go. Saints winning their fourth in a row, 6-14 on this Monday morning, December 29th. Mike Dettelier joins us, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. Long day for him. He'll be second-guessing over at the Silver Slipper on the beach in Hancock County, Mississippi. Boy, talk about a great time of year to go. You might have some time off, and you always wanted to go to the – you all right, Mike?
Yeah, I'm always all right.
All right. A great time of year to go to the Silver Slipper because maybe you're off of work and you always wanted to go out there and see them. Well, today's your day, man. Go out there and hang with them. So let's talk about these Saints, man. Thoughts?
Well, again, you looking at another chapter in that Tyler Shuck book, and he's starting to pile them up now. And my feelings about quarterbacks is – you know you got something when he's able to elevate other players on your team. Look the consistency level that you see upgraded and watching Chris Olave, Juwan Johnson, that work with Tyler Shuck.
Juwan Johnson, he wants to play football.
Yeah, and again, so you see it, Kevin Austin. It's a guy that the Saints have cut loose a couple times. Mm-hmm. He was in the UFL. And, again, it's that connection on the field. My confidence in you, my connection with you, you're going to get me the football and put me in a spot to make a play. Okay, that's when you know you got something. You see it with Shuck. And, okay, you got a depleted – running back core, your receivers, you down a guys here and there at your offensive line, especially in the interior. It's not real good of what you're playing right now, and yet still making it work. Tommy, that isn't that's what you wanted? Didn't we see that for so many years with Drew Brees?
Mm-hmm.
He was able to elevate everybody around him, and that's what you kind of seeing the first – glimpses of with Tyler Shuck, how he's been able to do it each and every game. And the MO of this team is they don't start off well, and so you might not like that first quarter or second quarter, but boy, they piece it together in the second half of games. And their defense
see, that to me, Mike, is more important. I know you want to start early and you don't want to dig yourself a hole, But if I'm going to – man, fighting back, coming back, that to me says everything, especially on the road. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and again, it's a part of confidence. Okay, I got confidence, and we've done it before. We're going to do it again. Mm-hmm. That there is something to that. And I think you sort of seeing it now, 4 weeks in a row, how they've been able to piece it all together. And, you know, you think about – we always talk about a running game, and that's always the best friend of a quarterback, a running game. Okay, you down to Audric Estime. It was
but
a guy
let
who
me say
was...
this. Let me jump in for a second, if I may, there. Audric Estime, when you say down to Audric Estime, this guy has shown me more other than AK than any other Saints running back this season. Thoughts?
Well, before Neil got hurt, I really liked him. Mm-hmm. I really did. Estime, okay.
Runs hard, man. Runs hard.
One thing with him, you go back through his time frame and what he did at Notre Dame, and he was a pick with the Broncos with Sean Payton, and they had a bucket load of running backs. Excuse me. They had a bucket load of running backs. And he got cut loose, and then he ends up with the Eagles, and then he ends up here. And I've been hearing from people involved, hey, he's a guy they really liked, but you got to have some trust in him.
Mm-hmm.
I think yesterday, okay, he built that trust up with the coaching staff that, hey, you give me the rock, and I can get it done. And you saw it yesterday with him. Man, he's a short cut, 5'11" back, 210.
But he runs bigger than that.
But he runs hard with the football, but what you see with him is good field vision.
Mm-hmm.
And that the run for the touchdown showed it. Okay, he runs right into the pile. Okay, they jammed it up inside with Sweat and Jeffrey Simmons. And he kind of runs into it, and he slides off, and he cuts to the edge, and he's able to get in. And so, again, you've got something there. Not Estime is a guy that you say, hey, he probably not going to be my number one back, but he's a guy that can help you.
Be hard to cut him.
And in this situation, you know, the list of backs is real short. And he's getting it done for you in that spot. So, and again, you look all the offensive line changes that they've had, especially inside at the center and the two guards. And still, you know, you were able to grind it out yesterday. You know, 23 rushes for 103 yards. But he averaged 6.7 yards a carry.
Mm-hmm.
That is impressive against a team that's known for their ability to stop the run. Now, they were vulnerable in the secondary, and Shuck took care of that. And, you know, he threw a couple deep passes that didn't connect. But when you 22 of 27 in the NFL, that's really impressive.
Mike,
throwing
I got
the football.
To tell you know, I don't want to get all crazy or anything out here, and I don't want anybody to hear this and go nuts or anything, but – man, you know, I watched the Bills game after, and although it, you know, you can talk about the 2-point conversion, all that stuff. Man, it just seems like you got with Tyler Shuck, you got a guy along the lines of Josh Allen, at least in terms of body size and frame, right?
He reminds me physically so much of Drake May with the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
There's similarities when you look at size, ability to get the ball out quick, his quick processing of information of where to go with the football downfield. Josh is sort of a freak of nature because he's built like a lumberjack. I mean, he's 6'5" plus 250 pounds, and, man, he can run. But, you know, you look at Shuck, and people ask, who do you compare him to? It's the guy the year before. It's Drake May. And who I compare Drake May to when he came out was Andrew Luck when he was with the Colts. There's some similarities if you kind of lined up the three. They all sort of built the same way, all have similarities the way they can throw the football. And it's the quick processing of information that, to me, that's what stands out about Shuck. For a young player in this league, that how quickly it is processed for him. Because it's not that easy. You see the talent in Cam Ward. He's immensely gifted for the Titans. Now, he makes a lot of plays. He's sort of the new age version of Fran Tarkenton. He's not a runner. But he drives you nuts because he runs all over the field and you got to chase him and he comes up with a play improvisational. I mean, somehow, some way he gets the ball downfield and makes a big play with it. But, man, Tyler Shuck, his arm and his processing of information of where to go to at the right time, right place, right time, it is remarkable to see for a rookie quarterback.
We got us a quarterback. That's how I feel about it. We got us a quarterback, man, and the rest of it is going to come into place. I'm telling you, I feel good. 6:23, more when we come back. Traffic now, WWL. 6:28, Tommy Tucker, WWL. The time is set for the game Sunday noon against the Falcons. Mike Dettillier, our guest, WWE. You know who Mike Dettillier is. Mike, I was saying before we got us a quarterback, I don't see where – I don't even know why the Saints would address a quarterback in a draft other than if you're looking for some kind of backup with a later-round pick. Thoughts?
Yeah, I would think you're absolutely right on that. You pass on that. You got – You got other areas to be much more concerned about. You got your quarterback now. For now and for the future, the one thing with the young quarterback, and you hear it in their voice all the time, is about, you know, staying away from the critical mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
How many interceptions has Tyler Shuck thrown the last 3 weeks?
None.
Zero. 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Zero interceptions. And that's the tough part, because I think normally when you watch the progression of a young quarterback, you see the skill set, you see the arm talent, you see accuracy, but it's always the turnovers that catch you. But 3 straight weeks, he has not thrown an interception. And that to me tells me the bigger story here of how well he can process that information, how well he can throw the football downfield. You got something. Now, in the offseason, yes, through free agency, go grab you a couple of veteran offensive guards.
Mm-hmm.
This draft stuff with linemen, you've done that. Go find you a couple of veteran offensive guards and then kind of build around him, wide receiver, running back, tight end. And let's see what happens, because the gap between the best and the worst team in the NFC South is not much.
Nope.
Not much at all.
And for people,
and if you hit right, hey, you right back in the hunt.
And for people that are saying, you know, Tyler Shuck earlier in the season, I don't think he was ready earlier in the season, do you?
Well, if he'd have been ready, they'd have played him.
Yeah.
Don't the coaches know a lot more about him than and I hear it too. If they'd have started him early, okay, if the coaches, they hard to win games, right? They're not hard to lose games. They're hard to win games. Also, too, kind of gets lost in all this of you see the maturing of Kellen Moore as a head coach.
I was going to get to that when we come back. So we'll talk about that and more with Mike Dettelier when we return. The development of Kellen Moore, which I think has been outstanding. And we'll talk about it when we return. 6:31 time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. Mike Haas with the call, Deuce McAllister yesterday doing a great job as well, and Jeff Nowak on the sideline. You got one more chance to turn down the sound. It is a New Orleans tradition, as Deuce always says, turn down that sound on the TV and turn up Saints Radio. Mike Dettelier, talk about the...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month. Required new customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network. Busy taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun, because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The development of Kellen Moore, if you will, because, you know, people think just because you get the job that you automatically are an expert at it and you know how to do it, especially when it's your first head coaching job, and that ain't necessarily the case.
It's never the case, okay? You've never been a head coach, and the buck stops with you, and you got 53 different personalities in that locker room. Think about this.
Retiring type either, right?
Yeah. On November 30th, this team had lost back-to-back games to the Falcons and to the Dolphins with Tyler Shuck at quarterback. They were 2-10. And you see the maturing, the developing as a head coach of Kellen Moore. You always going to be criticized if you're a play caller. That's just part of the gig, that you're going to be criticized no matter what you call. But you see that he was able to hold that locker room together. When you're 2-10, everywhere I went, or callers or texters, whatever, it was, man, who are we going to pick in the draft? You know, are we going to trade that first overall pick and maybe get extra picks? And I never forget Sean Payton talking about his first year, and it was sort of a magical run. They were 10-6 that year. They were one game away from going to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And him talking about, hey, I had to go through all that, and it was year one for me. I'd never been in that spot before. And how do you handle different situations? Until you've been in them moccasins, you don't realize what you're handling. Now, once you get a little experience, then you can kind of draw back on that. But it is tough in year one when you've never been a head coach before. And I think it's a big reason maybe why you try to bring in guys that have been there before, like a Brandon Staley, who is your defensive coordinator. And Staley was a head coach before in the National Football League. And you sort of go off of what he's telling you in certain spots worked and didn't work for him when he was with the Chargers. So I think you've seen not only the development and the maturity of Tyler Shuck, you're seeing the development and maturity of Kellen Moore as a head coach right before your very eyes, because on December 1st, you were a 2-10 team and to reel off four straight wins. Impressive.
Very impressive. We got us a quarterback. I think we got us a kicker. Agree?
Yeah, I mean, he's always going to be one of those guys that, he hits the deep ones and he misses the 40-yarder. That's not a surprise. You know why? We've seen that in practice. That's just the way he is. And, Tommy, the two deep ones that he hits, when it came off his leg, did you think that was going in? That ball looked like it was sailing, and then it circled right back in.
A high draw.
Yeah. And it was sort of windy a little bit in Nashville yesterday. But when he hit the two deep ones, the 56 and 57-yarder, as soon as it came off his leg, it looked as though it was going to hook wide, and it hooked right back in. There was never been a question about Charlie Smith's leg strength. And, man, he's got some physics and some size behind him when he pops it. But also, to every once in a while, he's going to miss that 40-something yarder. And why is, over the last 2 years when he's been at practice, we've seen that. But, man,
call
he's a talented kicker.
To have
Very
a guy,
talented.
To have a guy that occasionally missed the 40-yarder in exchange for a guy that can bomb it from 70 if you need it. You know, as a Hail Mary, I'll take that. I'll take it.
The one thing with Charlie, too, I think as a young guy and not being heavily involved in football before, I think sometimes he doesn't overthink it. That's the one thing with him. You can tell by just talking to him. We've had a couple opportunities. You know, he doesn't overthink things. My job's to go out and kick it. And a lot of times, you know, it's like talking to a guy who's been a really good golfer and he gets on a roll. Okay, he's not talking about, you know, my thought process is this and that. No, all he's talking about is, you know, here I'm going to try to hit it from this spot and that spot. And, hey, I got confidence I can make the shot. And it's the same thing with Charlie Smith, the exact same thing.
When you see that ball on the other team, on a logo in the middle of the field, and you know you got a shot, I'll take it. We'll take a break, pick it up. We come back, Mike Dettelier, our guest. We'll look at the NFL and the playoff situation and so forth and more when we come back. 6:52 now, 8 till 7, traffic, WWL. All right, 8-6-57, 3-7. Tommy Tucker, WWO. Mike, after the game, went to hit some golf balls. Nice high draws. But anyway, and I was talking to somebody about the Saints game, and I said, what do you think about the young secondary? He said, I don't know about all that. But it's a tough position to play. I don't think they're playing badly. Thoughts on the secondary?
Cam Ward had a pretty good game yesterday, and that was their game plan going in. They were going to attack the Saints secondary. Now, you know, when you have someone that can maneuver around the pocket like Ward, he can buy you a little bit of time. And the Saints got to him yesterday. Chase Young, we didn't talk about Chase. I thought Chase Young had a fantastic game
and
again. He sort of pressed the pocket.
Don't you think very disciplined, the front line, when it comes to pass
and
rushing and maintaining
also
lanes?
Also, to how they used Alante Taylor yesterday, because I thought Alante really had a good game.
Yes,
but,
he did.
Again, with the secondary, with young pieces, that's where they're going to go after. Okay, if you're an opposing team, I'm going after. You got a rookie safety. You got a rookie cornerback. That's where I'm going toward. Kool-Aid McKinstry's in year two. I'm going toward them. And Cam had his moments, and they got beat deep a couple times when they didn't get to Ward and affect his throw. And also, too, with Cam, he makes plays improvisational. That is really something because he's running around back there, and he sort of wears you down. But, again, nothing helps the secondary more than having a consistent pass rush. And that's an area, too, in the offseason. You'd like to see them upgrade and get another guy that you could play opposite Cam. The other thing, too, is just think, we have come down to week 17, and it comes down to a winner-take-all match between Carolina and Tampa Bay for the NFC South. You know, Panthers are 8-8, Bucks are 7-9. Look the gap between that and the Saints, who are 6-10.
Got to be optimistic about next year. I'm telling you, I am, man. I really am. I'm pumped. Bobby and Mike will be second-guessing live on location Silver Slipper Casino this evening. I'll tell you more about it as the morning progresses. Starts at 4. Holiday week. Good chance to get out there and say hi. Right, Mike? Y'all are friendly. Listener-friendly.
Yeah, we good. We'll be there till 6:30, and then it'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Kellen Moore, Mike Haas, Kyle Wilbur, the Saints Assistant Special Teams Coach. So, yeah,
pleasure
we'll be there
as always.
Till 7:30.
Happy New Year, my friend.
Thank you.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.